Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, December 28th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. All this week, we're talking about how to get yourself out of debt. Yesterday, we went over some simple steps to start the process, but the maze of paperwork and the emotional toll of debt can be debilitating. Sometimes it takes another person, a credit counselor, to help see the bigger picture.
We go over a very rigorous budget with the consumer, and we really get a good understanding of where they're spending their money. If John Smith lives in Nebraska and he has a family of six, we know that the food budget should be around this, the electricity budget should be around that.
On today's show, we'll talk with Jim Triggs, President and CEO of Money Management International, about how to find a credit counselor and avoid scams from people who claim to be one. That's after the break.
Think for a moment about your purpose, your why. It could be the thing that drives you or the people who inspire you, the mark you wish to leave or the legacy you've already built. At PNC Private Bank, we can help you work towards achieving that purpose for yourself and your loved ones every step of the way. We'll take care of the how. So just tell us, what's your why? To learn more, please visit pnc.com/private bank. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Paying your way out of past debt is no small task, and for many of us, it's more than one person can take on alone. A credit counselor can be the extra set of eyes you need to map out a plan to get out of the red. But what do credit counselors actually do, and how do you find one you can trust? Jim Triggs is president and CEO of Money Management International, a nonprofit that offers financial counseling and debt relief, and he joins us now. Jim, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR. Appreciate it.
So, Jim, first of all, why might somebody need the help of a credit counselor, and what kind of people tend to benefit from it?
Consumers who are struggling financially, whether it's with making their mortgage payments on time or paying off their debt, consumers that struggle with a lot of credit card debt, maybe personal loans, really any sort of consumer financial credit matter. If you're struggling to make payments, just barely getting by, a credit counselor can certainly help provide you with options and perhaps set a nice path for you to get out of debt.
And I'm sure people have a general idea of this, but can you just kind of walk us through what a credit counselor actually does? You know, what does it look like from the consumer's perspective?
They put the consumers at ease. They let consumers know that they understand they're great people and things were probably going really well for them at one point. And then something happened in their life that tripped them up. A lot of folks feel guilty or feel embarrassed about having to reach out for help. And we know that things happen, especially in this economy with interest rates going up and credit card balances going up and inflation the way it is. It's really hard to get by, especially if you were struggling to get by before all of these things were going on. So once we set the consumer at ease, then we look at their entire situation. We look at all their debts, anything they're paying out to creditors. We look at their budget. And with all of that we pull their credit report with their permission. And with all of that information, then we can understand how we could assist that consumer with options in order to figure out how to help rectify their situation.
Now, I'm sure one concern people might have about this is potential cost. Is there typically a fee for getting credit counseling?
Yeah, to speak with one of our counselors, have a 45-minute to an hour counseling session, understand all of your options, how to get out of debt, or whatever your goal may be, completely free of charge at Money Management International.
Oh, okay. And let's say somebody didn't know your organization existed. Where would somebody find a counselor in the first place?
Yeah, most folks find a credit counselor either by seeking them online or they're referred to a credit counselor by perhaps one of their family members or friends that struggled with debt. MMI, we work with a lot of creditors who, when they see a consumer has more debt than just their debt and they need more of a holistic solution to handle all of the debt, we actually have arrangements with many creditors that send consumers directly to us for assistance.
You know, Jim, we often hear about scams in this area of personal finance. We see ads and emails, maybe even people getting phone calls from companies offering to help them manage their debt. How can people gauge if a credit counselor is legit?
Well, I think first and foremost, probably most credit counseling agencies don't reach out to you before you've reached out to them. So most legitimate nonprofit credit counseling agencies who are in place to help consumers in need are not cold calling consumers looking for consumers to purchase their products or to be served by them. My first red light would be, did they reach out to you or you reached out to them? If they reached out to you and you think that you need help, then go online, seek out a credit counselor, look for nonprofit credit counseling. You can go to the NFCC.org, which stands for National Foundation for Credit Counseling. It's the main trade association of the nonprofit credit counselors, and there's a lot you have to go through. You have to be accredited. You have to go through a lot of things in order to be a member of the NFCC. So you're pretty much in good hands if you select an NFCC member organization, and they can direct you to them, whether online or over the telephone.
So are there any red flags that people should watch out for if they're approached by somebody offering this service or if they're in communication with a credit counselor?
Yeah, I think big red flags are companies telling you you don't have to pay back all your debt. They can save you 50% of your debt. Any sort of quick get out of debt, very fast scheme or something. You know, you didn't get into debt overnight. You cannot get out of debt overnight, and you cannot borrow your way out of debt. If you move debt to lower interest loans and such, that can be a good move for some consumers, but you can't borrow your way out of debt. So if someone's promising you to get you out of debt by wiping out 50% of your debt or giving you a loan to take care of your debt, be wary of that.
You know, we sometimes hear that a credit counselor will help someone lay out a debt management plan. What typically goes into that?
A debt management plan is basically a plan where the consumer pays off their debt through the nonprofit credit counseling agency. The counseling agency disperses that money to your creditors. And by doing that, it frees the client up from making 9 different payments to creditors. I believe we have an average of 9 credit cards on our programs, as well as if the consumer is also paying their mortgage or their car on their own. And what the consumer gets for that is the creditors will reduce interest on a debt management plan, some all the way to 0%.
Is part of the ultimate goal for the consumer to recognize best practices when it comes to spending habits?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we do provide a lot of education during the counseling session. That's one of the reasons why it lasts so long. If things come up when reviewing the credit report with the consumer on how they use credit or what type of credit they're using, especially high interest, bad loans and such, the counselors will definitely coach the consumers on those issues and try and avoid them in the future. In addition, we go over a very rigorous budget with the consumer, and we really get a good understanding of where they're spending their money. And our counselors, first off, we have Bureau of Labor Statistics data pushed up against our system so that we see if John Smith lives in Nebraska and he has a family of 6, we know that the food budget should be around this, the electricity budget should be around that. And when they're out of line, our counselors are made aware of it and they can counsel the consumer on why it's out of line, how we can help. We could potentially provide them with resources in their area to assist, or it's out of line because it needs to be because they have special circumstances. But we do a lot of education during that budgeting process and really just try to help the consumer learn how to live within their means and do a budget every month and try to live by the budget.
All right, that's Jim Triggs with us, President and CEO of Money Management International. Jim, thanks very much for taking the time to be with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me, JR. I appreciate it.
And coming up tomorrow, we'll explore another option when getting your finances in order, a debt consolidation plan.
It can be hard to budget when you owe a different amount of money every month. But if you consolidate onto an installment loan where you owe one amount of money and you make equal monthly payments until that amount of money is paid off, it can be a lot easier to budget for that since it's the same amount every month.
That's tomorrow on Your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal editorial page is always on top of the latest from Washington and around the world. I'm Kyle Peterson, and you can join me, Paul Jagot, Kim Strassel, and our colleagues on the Potomac Watch podcast each Monday through Friday. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app.